How are you today? It's Monday. Are you thrilled that it's Monday? Or are you still in that mode of like, oh no, it's Monday? We'll fix that today, okay? Have you ever found yourself unmotivated? I'll just say it. Or less motivated or not motivated at all. Maybe you were yesterday, but you're not today. Ever find that happen? Well, there's an easy way to fix it. It's not a real simple step one, two, three kind of thing. It's actually easier than that. It's a mindset. One particular place to put your focus, it'll change everything. We'll talk about that today. It's the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com for 15 years since 2006. Simple mission that we're on here. Life begins when you move. We all know that. You take action, right? But then life sometimes gets in the way. And that's where the struggle arrives. That's where the real battle is. And it's not all bad stuff. Sometimes it is bad, but often it's good. Like we just bought a new home and traveled throughout the summer. And you say what you will about living full-time in an RV for 3.5 months traveling. It's a lot of fun, but it's also a lot of work. It's self-inflicted work. It's a challenge. Life gets in the way when you're in the mountains and your air conditioning goes out or something like that. Moving into a new house here. And where's the light switch? Which key works? Why doesn't that work? It's crazy. It's all good. It's all self-inflicted. Life gets in the way. It happens. So that's what we do here. When life gets in the way, good or bad or in the middle, we say, come on, let's get through it. How are you? My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. You're not alone. I can tell you this. There are a lot of people around the world, in fact, everybody. And the more success they have in different areas of their life, the more they're like, ugh, man, didn't see that coming. How do I get motivated? How do I get going? How do I do what I need to do? The more successful people, the more they have that problem. And I'm hoping you'll have that problem more. How's that? Hey, we have no sponsor today. We're always here on a Monday throughout the world on all kinds of platforms everywhere. We don't have a sponsor today. I'm going to have to get on the sales team. I have no idea why. Nonetheless, the show is recorded separately from the coaching program at MotivationToMove.com. I guess that's our commercial today. If you would like this show 5 days a week, commercial free, no promotions, nothing like that. We just get to the nuts and bolts of it. Just get right down to the meat of it. Go over there, MotivationToMove.com, and get your hands on it. Now, before I get started, I have to do our Monday homework assignment. This is really important. Some people say, Scott, stop asking me to do my homework. Well, no, I'm not going to stop. You know why? Because I'm a good teacher. And a teacher says, did you do your homework? Here's what I mean by that. I don't care how many, come here. I'm on my pedestal now. Get over here. You can listen to all the podcasts you want to. You can watch all the YouTube videos you want to. You can read all the books you want. Books? Are you reading books? You can do all that you want. You can do that. But if you don't stop for a few minutes, I prefer every single day, and simply ask two questions. How's my life going? I guess it's three questions. How's my life going? Do I like it or do I not like it? That's kind of it. If you like it, we have a couple more questions. How do I keep it going in that direction? If you don't like it, how do I change it? That's it. It doesn't matter how much you educate yourself. If you won't take the time to get inside yourself and go, how's my life going? It's just going to sit there. And I hate that when it sits there because you're wired to grow. So do your homework. So let's talk about this motivation thing. I know you can do it. I know you can. You're a highly motivated person. When I was a kid, we were a kid, right? Most of us were kids. Hard to remember some days. But I always wanted to have my way. My grandson, his name is Sawyer, he says, anyway, gee, Pa, why can't I do it? I said, because I said so. That didn't make any sense. He's five. Mom and Dad, they were so mean. Nana and gee, Pa, they're so mean. When I was a kid, I couldn't wait to grow up. I wanted to move out and experience being an adult, be on my own, leave me alone. Everything would be different. Oh, my goodness. Has my mom reminded me of that conversation I had with her when I was about 17 or 18 years old about how things are going to be so different? She has reminded me every step of the way, ever since I moved out of the house, every time I see her. Remember when you said, yeah, stop it, Mom. After you step into the adult world, it does take a whole lot of time to realize it. Not much has changed, huh? It turns out it wasn't my parents at all. No, nope, wasn't your parents either. Wasn't their parents. It wasn't the bad guys. Wasn't the boogeyman. Wasn't the boss. Not the time. It was just life turning down your requests. That's it. Life was getting in the way. What's even worse, I was getting my way. Now, I've joked over time that I'm the boss of me, which means I can assign myself an assignment and then decide to change it, right? And you too. Tell me you haven't thought about that before. Wait a second. I said I was going to do this, and then I changed my mind. You're the boss of you too. So I realized that having a big-ass goal, being on a mission, and most importantly, motivation on demand was the solution. Motivation is powerful. There's no doubt about it. It's, if not fleeting, but it's a tool we all need. But we need to understand how our minds generate motivation. Now, let me just go there here, because a lot of folks say, I'm a motivational speaker. I live in a van down by the river. I did just for like 4 days in Maggie Valley, North Carolina. It's a beautiful trout stream, actually. But motivation is one of those things. You got to have it. It's going to be fading. It can be kind of hokey to some people, but anybody who's really gotten what they want in life understands the power of it. If you ask me what I do most days, it's to keep my head straight. And people question whether I'm successful at that. But what I'm saying is keep my head in the game. Keep myself moving forward. Keep myself doing the things that are making me happy and me growing. That's what I do. That's most of my time. It's managing the mindset. So if you're out there picking up tips and tricks and all over Reddit and doing all this stuff and do your homework and start spending time getting yourself motivated. Okay, let's get to this thing. How do we do this thing? So motivation is interesting. I think inspiration gets motivation going. Motivation lives in the, for lack of a better term, the executive center of your brain. It doesn't have a lot of calories. Your brain doesn't give it a lot of allocation of calories, which means it burns out, it goes away. And it happens every 3 or 4 days. It's just physiology. But what also happens is if you do the right thing, you can re-inspire yourself. Wait a second. Are you serious? Yeah, it's true. In other words, wait a second, Scott. You're telling me that I can coldly, completely burn myself out and be so unmotivated I don't want to do a darn thing, and yet suddenly I'm motivated. Uh-huh. You've done it before, haven't you? Now think about a time right now. You're sitting there with no motivation. You're on the couch. You don't want to do a darn thing. And suddenly an idea pops in your head and boom, you're off and running. It happens. So how do we get there fast? So here's the biggest shortcut I can give you. And you've heard people say this over the years. It's not a lie. It's completely the truth. Your physiology dictates your feelings. Physiology, how you move your body, okay? It dictates your feelings. What's that have to do with my feelings, Scott? Thought they were in my heart. No, they're like in your ankle. When you move, things change. So the easiest way to break free from any slump you happen to be in right now is, as I say, stand up, take a step, and repeat. In other words, get yourself moving. It wakes up your body, it guides your emotions, and it makes anything feel possible. Now, I know, hang on, come over here. Oh, this show's going to run long. I apologize for giving you extra really cool stuff, but I've got to do it because I'm not done. What do you mean, stand up? Yeah. But I don't want to stand up because I'm not motivated. I'm unmotivated. I really feel crappy right now. I don't want to do a darn thing. You want me to stand up and take a step and what? Yeah, I'll stand up and take a step and get your body moving. I know you don't want to. But if I can get you just to remember that simple thing, to move a little bit, you'll change everything. So what's next? Well, focus fuels your fire. If you're not feeling motivated, if you're unmotivated, you're probably drifting in the wind with no direction. There's nothing worse in a human mind than that, drifting. Shifting your thoughts in a positive direction creates more forward excitement and breaks you out and it gets you moving. So how do we get there? Well, once you get your body moving through the physiological jump off the sofa, begin to focus. And I do it sometimes by saying, okay, where was I? What was I supposed to be doing? What was my goal? I had all that written down. Sometimes I have to jump up, move around a little bit, and just remember where I was. It's that simple. So step one is to move. Step two is to remember where you were and get focused. Now, how do you do that? You're a goal-setting machine. I know. You might not believe me, but you are. How do I know that? Because every single day, whether you're setting motivational or career goals, family goals, whatever, whether you consciously set your goals at all, you're setting a goal. Honey, what are you going to do today? Well, I got this and this and this, and you go get it done. You do. You can't tell me you don't. So you're a goal-setting machine. Don't you dare poo-poo goals. They work. It's wired into you. You're supposed to go that direction. So here's what you do. Shift your thoughts in that direction and set a big-ass goal. It further fuels your focus, and it serves up more definition of your purpose. There's nothing more motivating than having a goal to pursue. I got one more thing to say, but I feel like I need some cool music. When life gets in the way... Remember that the words that you say create the emotions you feel. They do. Negative self-talk will drag you down and everybody else down too. So everything changes when you make those words that you say to yourself internally and externally, when you make them positive and uplifting. So we got ourselves moving a little bit, jumped off the couch, right? We focused a little bit. Where was I? Where was I going? We set a big ass goal and remembered to treat ourselves nice, to give ourselves some grace, to say good, positive, upbeat things. I know sometimes you say, Scott, that's that positivity thing. Does it really work? Yeah, it does. It really does. But when you're in the grind, it's sometimes hard to remember that. Does it work all by itself? I don't think so. I think it makes you feel better, but you got to add the grind to it as well. That's sometimes where we get knocked down. So got to remember this as well. So in the end, you're human, right? Your brain wasn't wired to stay motivated all the time. This will help you. I hear it every single day. Listen, I'm going to go record the premium coaching version of this show. I'm going to strip out all this stuff, the commercials, the promos. I'm going to slow myself down. I'm going to go deep, 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 deep. It's what I do every single day, 5 days a week. You can have that show too if you want it. If this is fine for you, perfect. I'm glad you're taking it. I'm glad you're here. But we have an option for you in case you want that one. Go to motivationtomove.com, get the commercial-free Daily Boost premium version. I will be back there tomorrow, and I'll see you here all around the world next week.